Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The U.S. is imposing more sanctions on the Russian private military company, the Wagner Group, that has been aiding Russia's military in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Treasury Department will soon designate Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization.
Now, as his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner, which is owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin.
The White House has also released images of Russia taking delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea.
North Korea delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by Wagner toward the end of last year.
Kirby says the message from the U.S. is clear.
We're going to continue to support Ukraine for as long as it takes to defend itself, to defend its sovereignty, and to defend its territorial integrity.
Kirby also notes there are tensions between Wagner and the Russian military. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rob Motti, AP lead NFL writer, here with pro picks for the NFL divisional playoff round. The four-pack is 37-32-2 this season. Saturday afternoon, the Jacksonville Jaguars are 8.5-point underdogs in Kansas City against the number one seed Chiefs. It's Andy Reid versus Doug Peterson, the mentor versus the student. A lot of familiarity between the two coaches. Trevor Lawrence overcame four first-half interceptions last week, and he threw four touchdown passes to lead the Jaguars from a 27-0 deficit against the Chargers to a 31-30 win to advance. It's been a great season for the Jags. They're just not ready to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. This one is my best bet, Chiefs 31-20. Then Saturday night in Philly, the number one seed Eagles are 7.5-point favorites against NFC East rival, the New York Giants. The Eagles swept the season series. How hard is it to beat a team three times in a season? Well, not that hard. Teams who won the first two meetings are 15-10 in the third, 14-6 when that game is at home. This one's at the link, Eagles 27-21. Sunday afternoon in Buffalo, the Bills-Bengals face off in a rematch of the game that was canceled after DeMar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest on the field. The Bills are 4.5-point favorites. Both teams look shaky in wild card wins. Joe Burrow and the Bengals have won 9 in a row, while Josh Allen and the Bills have an 8-game winning streak. One will end. The Bengals are banged up on the O-line, but this is my upset special. Bengals 30-29. The final matchup of the weekend is Dallas at San Francisco. The 49ers are just 3-point favorites. I thought it'd be a little bit more. The Niners have won 11 straight games with Brock Purdy starting the last six. The Cowboys dominated Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on Monday night. Dak Prescott was outstanding. Micah Parsons was a game wrecker, but the Niners are too talented on offense, too tough on defense. They've got a bunch of weapons and have two more days of rest to prepare for this one. 49ers 24-20. For more insight on all the games, check out ProPicks on APNews.com.
Former President Donald Trump and one of his attorneys have been ordered by a Florida judge to pay nearly $1 million for filing what the judge says was a bogus lawsuit. Trump sued his 2016 presidential rival, Hillary Clinton, some of her top advisors, former FBI Director James Comey, and other FBI officials involved in the investigation into whether Trump's 2016 presidential campaign had coordinated with Russia to sway the outcome of the election. Trump accused the parties of conspiring to sink his winning presidential campaign by accusing him of having ties to Russia. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks sanctioned Trump, saying that he had a pattern of abuse of the courts for filing frivolous lawsuits for political purposes. Neither Trump nor his personal attorney, Alina Haba, have responded to requests for comment. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has a long road to recovery after collapsing on the field and going into cardiac arrest on January 2nd. Hamlin's marketing representative, Jordan Rooney, tells the Associated Press that Hamlin still requires oxygen and that his heart is monitored regularly. Rooney says Hamlin is able to visit the team's facility, but, quote, is not in position to travel often and requires additional rest to help his body heal, end quote. Bills coach Sean McDermott said earlier this week that Hamlin is taking a baby step at a time. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.